This is GQDN for Thursday, November 30th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Get your drink mixes. Go to the checkout line and put in the code QUEST for 25% off of your purchase. By Patreon.com/groupquest. And by StackUp.org. In today's news, we got some more sales. We have some Resident Evil news. And we have some Microsoft/Xbox news. But today, we begin with GTA 6. And according to SBG.com, they have scrapped a leaked feature. So here's what Rockstar Universe did say on X. Quote, "I've heard they wanted hurricanes and tornadoes. As to why they were cut, I don't know. It could be tech limitations. It could be something else." So, essentially, they wanted some extreme weather, but that was apparently cut out. So right now we're still waiting for a trailer to come out sometime next month, supposedly. We will see if that happened. Now, the Marvel devs did answer some questions about the bugs and card changes in Marvel Snap. According to .esports.com, there was a Q&A that was yesterday, and it did reveal some details about some bugs. So one of the users, Doug, or Dr. O's, did ask one of the developer with the bug reports. And it goes with bugs that affect some gameplay. When the card abilities don't work properly. And the Marvel Snap game designer, Glenn Jones, did explain that the bug reports fall to the QA team, along with the reports on Discord or Twitter in the in-game menu. Now, he did clarify that the team's bug-fixing procedures did confirm that the Phoenix Force fix will go live in the next patch, scheduled for December 5th. In fact, that's what Marvel Snap News did say on X. But there was also some stat and ability changes that went with the newest edition, Martyr, the one cost 4 power card, that does make some waves, or did make some waves when it was released on the 18th. Now, Martyr was a 2 cost 6 power card, but they made the changes when the card did launch. So here's Jones talking about it. Quote, "We wanted to pick a value that meant she actually was a threat to move. For example, we playtested with a lot of 2/6 and found it was far too common that 2/6 would win any location Martyr moved to, thus never moving." So there was more talk about that, but we'll leave that to that for now. Now, we get a bit to the esports corner, and the Excessive Creative College esports facility is expanding. So the Excess Creative College, the ACC, is a network of colleges in the UK that is training some creative subjects. And the facility is expanding the esports offering, and that will teach persons level 3 BTEC in esports management. In fact, Nathan Lorgren, the director of the ACC London campus, did comment on the new project. Quote, "Our new esports facility is a testament to our commitment to offering the best possible education and opportunities to our students. We are thrilled to provide students and the gaming community with a facility that rivals the most advanced educational gaming spaces in the world. This campus is not just about gaming. It's about innovation, community, and fostering the next generation of esports professionals across all aspects of the industry, from competitive gaming to event production and digital art." Now we get to some technical issues, because IGN is saying that Baldur's Gate 3 patch 5 is going to be pretty big. From IGN.com, well, we'll just give it to Larian Studios on X. Quote, "Patch 5 is launching soon. The update will clock in at roughly 30 gigabytes and will require approximately 130 gigabytes of free space to install. If you find yourself without the space to install the update, we recommend installing BG3 and then re-downloading the patched version." So, they will be giving some more updates about the patch and how exciting it will be tomorrow. So we'll see if that makes the news or not. It might. Now we get to Atari via PushSquare.com, and the 50th anniversary celebration is still going on, and they are going to get a brand new update this coming Tuesday. So, what could be there? Well, Atari did make a tweet on X and said, Atari 50 is getting a new update on Tuesday. Any guesses on what games will drop with it? Here's some hints. Diamond, Diamond, Corn, Basketball, Hoop, Call, Car, and Horse, Gun, and something else. Looks like a dude throwing something. So, we shall see what happened. Now, that was a little bit of a breather for this one because Xbox did explain why they're not competing with PlayStation on the hardware front. So, the CFO, Tim Stewart, was explaining why the PlayStation versus Xbox consoles war isn't a thing for the company at this time. So, he started talking, and that was at the Wells Fargo 2023 TMT Summit. Quote, at first it was like, what are you doing? You're the Xbox business, and you're not giving us console sales numbers. That makes no sense. But it was really the first point of us saying, no, no, it's about content and services. But maybe that's why Eurogamer is saying that Microsoft wants Game Pass on Switch and PlayStation. So that's what old Tim Stewart was saying, because that will be on, quote, every screen that can play games, end quote. In fact, he was also saying that that was a long-term goal for the company back in 2019. And once again, they're quoting GameSpot from what he said at the Wells Fargo TMT Summit. Quote, it's a bit of a change of strategy. Not announcing anything broadly here, but our mission is to bring our first-party experiences and our subscription services to every screen that can play games. That means smart TVs, that means mobile devices, and that means what we would have thought of as competitors in the past, like PlayStation and Nintendo. But talking about Game Pass, what's going to happen to Game Pass in December? Well, there's going to be some stuff coming. In fact, the Game Pass did have a tweet. Okay, X. Sneak peek at your holiday gifts this December. And that is Far Cry 6, Remnant from the Ashes, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Spirit of the North, SteamWorld Build, Ten Hearts, While the Iron's Hot, World War Z Aftermath, Clone Drone in the Danger Zone, Remnant 2, Goat Simulator 3, and Against the Storm. But they're also going to be losing some games, too. And leaving December 15th will be Chained Heroes via GameSpot.com, Opus Magnum, Potion Craft, Alchemist Simulator, and Rubber Bandits. Now, Cyberpunk via GameSpot did break down some of the redesigning of the skill tree. And that is patch 2.0, as well as the Phantom Liberty's Relic skill tree. The video, or the link to the video, is up on our Discord under the GQDN show note. So you can check that out there. Now, what's going to be coming? Just a reminder, IGN saying that Resident Evil 4 is coming to PlayStation VR next week. And it comes on December 8th. So just a reminder. Oh, and Nintendo is debuting a game via NintendoEverything.com. Turnip Boy Robs a Bank has a release date set for January. And that's January 18th, 2023. So thanks to Nintendo Everything. But now we get to some sales. GameSpot says you can get an open box Logitech G Cloud for $235. And normally it's $350. So if you like that type of gaming system, go have at it. Amazon Prime members from GameSpot also said that you can get some free games this December. 7 of them, in fact, including Deathloop, which according to VG247.com says it's coming to Prime Gaming. Aka Arath, this comes December 14th. Aground and Sea-Roma World of Shipping. December 21st, Cumbrena on the Epic Game Store. But it'll also be Amazon Prime. On December 28th, after Christmas, a tiny sticker sale and Asteroids Recharged. Ah, Asteroids. Brings back the memories, does it not? It does. Oh, keep in mind too, Looking Ahead on PC Games N is going on right now. We might cover that tomorrow, or what they're looking forward to. But the future shows will be up, or I should say the end of the year shows will be up on our Patreon within the next couple of weeks. So if you want to see those and not wait for the recordings to drop, patreon.com/thegroupfest. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.